One more audio test.
I hurt myself on my shorts.
I love it. So good. All right. Enough pre-show?
It's, you know, whatever you guys think.
Yeah, I think so.
Welcome to Audio Obscura, the audio mystery podcast, hosted by David Martinez and Michael Foster. Episode 150.
Our journey begins.
Hello, this is Audio Obscura, and today I'm your guest obscurity lady, Paige Marie Lockhart. Today we're going to stop playing nice, and we're going to start naming audio clips. That's the catchphrase I decided for today.
I'm not here to make friends.
Yeah. Okay, so let's do introductions. My name is Paige. I'm on for the first time as a guest obscurist. Very excited. Thank you so much for having me. Let's go Foster.
Woohoo!
Let's do an introduction from you.
Sure. Yeah. I'm Foster. I'm one of the typical co-hosts of the show, and oftentimes an obscurist. But today, I'm just a guessy boy.
Wow. And David.
Hi! Greeting. Boom. Boom. Slam. Pow. Wow. Here he is, folks. Fresh from the mist. Ta-da! Hiya! What's up?
Incredible. Wow. I learned so much about you in that short amount of time.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, I was reading that was my bio. I was reading from it. I'll put it down now.
Was that mist? Axe body spray?
I can't see anything, but I can smell the sex appeal of a high school-aged boy in a locker room. Wow. It is hot in here, ladies and gents, and Ooh. Anyone else. The way that this game works is you have some audio clips. We're going to do 6 audio clips today. There's also a hint clip. And let me know if I'm missing anything here. But we're going to have Foster and David listen to these clips and try to determine both the source of the clips as well as the content. And that can mean a couple different things. We'll get into that later. What I want to decide first is, are you playing together?
No.
Or are you battling one another?
No. I'm stabbing him. I'm stabbing him now. I'm going for the bleed out. I'm going to let him just like slowly bleed out while I watch him suffer.
Owie.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be on David's team.
Wow, this is going to make for some interesting gameplay, I think. Okay, well. Have I explained it adequately?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, we listen to each clip twice. We can take notes.
Yes.
And we cannot look up anything until the very end.
Yes, you do not. And please, if and when you're listening to this at home, play along. Enjoy yourself. Try to guess along with us. You know, and play with integrity. That's the most important thing for you to do.
You
must play with integrity.
Don't lose sight of who you are.
Yes,
it's
easy
to do in this show.
Absolutely. I've lost myself many a times. I've gone down a spiral and I've come out with, it was a hard journey, much like a mushroom trip, but I came out with new insights and profound, whatever. Okay, let's get started.
It is common. That's commonly what people describe this podcast as, a hard mushroom spiral.
Yep. That is that. Okay, so...
Listen, I've disowned my nephews. It's fine. We can talk about it another time. Let's get into this.
Aren't they like a? Aren't they babies?
Yeah, one's 2 and one's like not even a year yet.
You know, I think your sister sounds like a lovely woman. And I'm sorry. I'm
all you Maries about... stick together.
Yeah, we do. I know. I have love for my fellow middle name Marie gals. Okay, I really want to get started though. So let's get started.
Let's do it
with clip. One, take it away.
About like zipping our sleeping bags together. Make you nervous?
You're making me really nervous.
You know what? I get kind of sweet when it comes to bedtime.
Whoa. keeping things hot in here.
Yeah.
I get,
all right.
Ow, 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 ow.
I get sweet when it comes to bedtime.
I get that. That's when I dip into these crispy M&M's, y'all.
Crispy M&M's. Huh?
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
I'm going to do just a little ASMR for everyone. Just real quick.
Oh, please. No.
Oh, man, I'm so sleepy. I got to go to bed. See you guys later. Bye-bye.
Good night, night.
So, yeah, during the normal workday, I'm a real asshole. But towards the end of the day, as soon as these eyelids get a little droopy, I get real sweet. I get real friendly.
Yeah, I'm like, you're fired. And then when I'm falling asleep, I text him, just kidding about earlier today. You're doing a great job. I'm sorry I was so hard on you.
I'm bringing in a casserole for tomorrow.
I love imagining that an alarm goes off on your phone at like 10 p.m. and you just total 180 from the tirade that you've been on.
Okay,
time to be sweet.
So just this. Okay, David, did this sound?
Stab, slow bleed.
Ah,
I will not respond to this question.
That was
competition.
Ooh, that was my good kidney. so this felt like it had romantic, not undertones, overtones. What do you think?
I think it was too bitty for that. I think it was all a little bit silly.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think anything was legitimately romantic about it.
I'm trying to put on, like, a poker face and not, like, you know?
I really hope clip two is like, bro, your lips are so soft. That would be, we could end the show, I think. We could.
Bro, I've kissed a lot of women, but I've never had a kiss like this.
Bro, I can feel your body heat. It's radiating so closely to mine.
Bro, is that a boner? Cool.
Oh man,
I think you're. I think you're right. It sounded because they were like, I felt like we heard two voices, and they were both struggling to not laugh or it was just a lot of levity in this moment.
Yeah,
it seems like.
Sleeping bags together.
Yeah.
There was a couple words at the very beginning that I didn't quite get, but it ended up, that sentence ended up being moving or putting our sleeping bags together.
Yeah, it sounded like they were going to zip their sleeping bags together, make big campfire cocoon.
Mega bag.
Mega bag. And, you know, if you're in a cold enough environment, I think that's probably what you got to do, you know?
Yeah. Perhaps.
Or if you want to take things to the next level.
Yeah, that's like a third, fourth date kind of thing. Just get out the sleeping bag, ask them when they come over later to bring their sleeping bag. And like, listen, I know the bed's right there, but we're going to sleep on the floor tonight.
That's actually really sweet. Like, I think I would be humored and like, I would think that was sweet if somebody did that on a third or fourth date.
I agree. Yeah. That sounds actually kind of fun. And like a movie marathon or something like that.
Yeah, like you make it sort of a themed night, right? Okay, any other thoughts before we give it a second listen?
About like zipping our sleeping bags together. Make you nervous?
You're making me really nervous.
You know what? I get kind of sweet when it comes to bedtime.
Are they high?
It definitely sounds like that. It was almost sinister. We was like, make you nervous? It was like, like, is someone in danger of falling in love?
Oh.
I'm not. I got ice around this heart.
Foster's perfectly safe.
Sorry.
Don't worry.
When we talk about weddings at the pre-show, I get real triggered.
Yeah.
Which happens more often than you think.
Interesting.
On the show. Paige's poker face, by the way, is just like either sleepy but also snide. And
no, it's really like I'm just trying not to show emotion in response to, because I'm afraid I'm gonna like vehemently agree with the person who says like something very close. Anyways, keep going.
Oh no, I totally understand. It could be tough.
Yeah.
Okay. No, sorry. The age of these people.
Yeah, I did get the sense that they were older, quote unquote.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Any other questions or thoughts about that first clip? It was a spicy one for sure.
Yeah, things are warming up in here. We're doing campy stuff. I get sweet when it gets close. What was it? I get sweet when it gets close to nighttime. What were the words?
You could tell us.
Oh, sorry. I think it's when it gets close to bedtime. I believe is what he said.
All right. I love that you just caved to Foster's peer pressure.
You can tell us. Okay.
So what? Sorry. What's the reveal? No, you can tell us. It's fine.
Oh, stop it. Okay. All right. Do you need any? Do you need to talk about anything else before we move on to clip two?
I'm ready.
I'm also ready.
Okay, let's go.
Stab.
Did you throw up?
No.
Maybe it's better if you do.
I hate to throw up. It was such a beautiful breakfast. I'd like to hang on to it for a little bit longer.
It only cost a few dollars.
Is it still going?
Nope.
No.
Were there words at the end?
No, there's a sound. There was a sound in the background. Mm.
Was it someone throwing up? Because
nobody threw up. I'm sorry. I shouldn't tell you. I will say nobody threw up, but there's like some sounds happening in the background.
Mm.
Wow.
So I got.
Yeah. What did you get?
I'm helping you out way too much for backstabbing. Did you throw up? No. Maybe it's better if you do. I'd hate to throw up. It was such a beautiful breakfast. I'd like to hold on to it a little longer. And then I missed the last line, but it was something about, like, you should throw up. Like, one more confirmation.
Mm. I've been there.
Yeah, I've been there too. I've specifically been in that, like, that exact place where it's like, you're about to throw up and you're like, no, but I really like what I just ate.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want it to be gone.
Well... So, somebody maybe had, maybe a rough night, or maybe someone's just sick and, you know, sometimes it could be a struggle when you're like, I know if I throw up, I will feel better, but I can also be stubborn and be like, if I can get over this hump, maybe I won't have to throw up because throwing up, speaking for myself, not very comfortable. Not very fun.
No, it's not pleasant.
It's yes, burning, in addition to being sick and also having a rough night, there are also situations which prompt you to throw up. I'm just posing that as a thought.
Okay, all right.
Let's take another listen.
What situation is this? Yeah, yeah, okay, I'm ready.
Did you throw up?
No.
Maybe it's better if you do.
I hate to throw up. It was such a beautiful breakfast. I'd like to hang on to it for a little bit longer.
It only cost a few dollars.
Okay, what sounds were you hearing at the end? It was kind of cutting out for me, David. What did you...
I heard the same sounds I had been hearing. Car sounds? I almost think that they were in a car. And we were hearing the occasional just sort of like bump in the road or movement of the car.
So maybe like something like a road trip where you might utilize sleeping bags. You might get a quick breakfast on the road. By the way, these voices are very interesting. What the one guy I almost thought sounded like Vin Diesel.
Yeah. Like, oh, I got that vibe
like,
too.
It's a beautiful breakfast.
Yeah, I had to throw.
Family means everything family. To me.
My family made this breakfast. You know.
Yeah.
Name's Riddick.
I like to sing Rihanna karaoke in my basement.
Have you guys seen that video?
No?
I've talked about this before, so I won't bring it up again. I love Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel's great, but Foster, I'm so glad you brought that up. That was maybe one of my bigger takeaways. Is it feels like this is scripted and professionally produced or shot. Like, I feel like we're listening to a scene in a movie.
Really?
Hmm.
Oh, I did not get that at all, but I will, with clip three, maybe I'll change my mind.
Wow, one of you is right.
Well, either is or isn't a movie.
Wait, about Vin Diesel?
I think I'm getting better at the
how to
secrecy.
Play the game. Yeah.
Yeah. How to play the obscurest part. Okay, any other thoughts about that clip? We listened to it twice, right?
We did.
We did.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful clip.
Oh, you know what we didn't do? What are we playing for today?
What's our prize? That's a great. So, Foster, you were actually telling me before this started exactly what we were playing for. And I got to be honest with you, it sounds like one of the very best prizes I have ever heard of.
Oh, yeah.
Not only on this show, but also any other show.
Yeah, it's a one-way ticket to leave the United States.
Whoa! Oh,
your
man.
Your destination of choice. I'm as patriotic as the other guy, but boy, you know, just something happens and you're like, I think it's time to GTFO.
Mm-hmm.
David knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. I know what you're talking about. For those of us who are already FO'd, can we get like a...
That will get you a ticket, one-way ticket to the country of your choice.
All right.
Yes. What airline, Foster? What airline is that?
Lufthansa.
What is it?
Lufthansa. It's
is
a German
a
airline.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a fun name.
That
sounds
is
like
fun.
A candy.
Yep, that's what it is.
I think it probably means something. It means like
Lufthansa.
Yeah, Luft is, you know, like the Luftwaffe was the air force in World War II for Germany. So it means something related to planes, air or planes. Wow. German listeners, write us in.
A wealth of knowledge in David Martinez's brain.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, I think it is time for clip number 3.
It's funny because that show, Gunsmoke, was on TV like a year when I was born. 1 year.
But is that why your parents got the idea?
No, not at all. But most TV shows don't last more than a season, right? Not that one.
It's still going.
How long was Gunsmoke on for?
20 years, something like that.
Gunsmoke was one of my favorite programs.
What?
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 Oh, man. Reveal, reveal.
Yeah, man. I don't know. It was on for, I don't know, a long time.
Gunsmoke was one of my favorite shows. What? Okay.
Imagining that the inner world guy just went rogue and started talking over the actual, not just trailers, but over the actual show.
So this is, it was like the character, but I guess him in the future and older looking back on this moment. I'm kind of.
Oh, wait. Idea. We need an idea stinger.
Idea.
Foster, I'm reminded of an episode you did a while back. This is going to be a spoiler. But you did a commentary episode, DVD commentary. I believe it was spoiler, Twilight. And this
Twilight?
Makes me think that this is like commentary on a DVD.
So you think, okay. I could see that.
I still feel more confident now that this is scripted and professionally produced, minus the last little bit.
Yeah, I agree with you. Well, I kind of just want to go ahead and give it another listen.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
There was so much of it.
It's funny because that show, Gunsmoke, was on TV like a year when I was born. 1 year.
But is that why your parents got the idea?
No, not at all. But most TV shows don't last more than a season, right? Not that one.
Lasted a long time.
How long was Gunsmoke on for?
20 years, something
like that. Gunsmoke was one of my favorite programs.
Gunsmoke was one of my favorite programs. Oh my God. Okay. David, that sounds so like voiceover performer. I feel like that is voiceover in the context of whatever the show or movie is.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not convinced it's commentary now, but I think it is something. It's definitely voiced over on top of whatever this is, like you said. But
these guys need a podcast.
Got it all, you know what?
Where they sit by a brook and talk about how long shows have been running.
Yeah, two brook bobs.
You know the show Friends?
How long was that on?
I don't know. 2-3
like
seasons?
Ten seasons?
No. I think it was on longer than that. Oh, hey, listen. Looks like you got a bite. Reel it in.
Oh, here I go.
You want?
You know, I like that Monica one.
You want another brewski?
Yeah.
Friends one. Was the show that I watched when I got home from work.
What is the context? Okay, it almost. I know I do this all the time. I almost knew that voice. It almost sounded like Alan Alda at the end.
Okay.
It just sounded vaguely like him.
Yeah, yeah.
But not quite. Wait, I have a question. Paige, you can choose to answer this if you want or don't want. The voice that we heard.
I don't want to.
Oh, all right. Okay.
But you can ask it anyways.
Okay. The voice we heard at the end of that clip, Gunsmoke was one of my favorite programs. Have we heard that voice before in any of the clips?
No.
Okay. All right.
That is a new voice. Now, I want to remind you, and I also want to remind our listeners, that we do have a hot or cold lifeline. The way that this works is both of you get to tell me something about these clips, whether it's the source of the audio or... you know, the content, and I will tell you if you're hot, cold, lukewarm, yada, bada bing, bada boom. Do you want to use those now, or do you want to wait and hold off?
I'm gonna hold on to mine.
Okay.
I'm not.
Hot or cold lifeline, please.
Whoa!
I would like my hot or cold lifeline. I am gonna guess commentary. No, wait. I'm gonna generalize that a bit. Rewatch?
That's the one you want to go with?
Ooh, no.
She's playing mind games.
I feel like rewatch includes commentary, right? But it can be any. It could also include
I don't know if it includes commentary.
Well, when you're doing a commentary, you're literally rewatching the thing.
That's true. Never mind. Yeah, you're right. Okay. I think I'll give you that's. I'll say that's, you know, if you turn on the Hosset.
That Hosset.
If you turn on the faucet and you're wanting it to be hot, 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 you know, because you're like, oh, man, it's cold in here. And you're disappointed with the degree of the hotness. That's what that guess would be. You're getting a little granular with it, I think. So I would say it's warm. I'm giving you too much here. I would say it's warm.
Okay. But if I submitted commentary, though, then you would say... something different.
I would say it's a bit warmer.
Great.
Paige.
How to quote lifelines. Multiple. Thank you.
How to quote lifeline.
How to quote lifeline.
That's very generous of you, Paige.
Anytime. Okay. Right. We are going to go on to clip number 4.
Oh my gosh.
Adventure, man of adventure, conquering the world, the world of adventure, the world of adventure, the world of adventure. Our journey begins in a world of adventure.
Wow.
I think that was just people who forgot the words to the Misty Mountain song in The Hobbit.
Yeah, it did sound like that. And I feel like in the script, it was just like the actors are just going to riff on something. Like there's no dialogue or anything. And they were just like, I don't know.
We'll come up with something on the day.
Yeah.
And then, oops.
We're going to ad lib in this stream.
Audio Obscura was one of my favorite podcasts.
That was not good. I didn't like it.
What do you mean? What was not good about it?
I mean, it was just the world of adventure repeated. I wrote it down, the whole thing, verbatim.
What?
Because I was, after a while, I was like, is this a waste of my life right now, writing this down?
Yes.
And I think it was. Because it just repeats the world of adventure like 4 times.
Wow, that is really good.
The world, what?
Here, I'm gonna do the
The world of adventure. Man of adventure, conquering the world, conquering the world, a world of adventure.
I don't know, you want to like put our sleeping bags together?
The world of adventure was my favorite song. So does that give, what does that give you in light of all the clips you've heard? What does that evoke for you?
If this is a film, I think it has a very small budget. I think it's very indie.
Yeah. Okay. We know for sure that we're on like a camping trip or something, right? We're out in nature because we've had brook sounds, we've had sleeping bag references.
I really hope that during this song, we just see images of like drone shots of like New Zealand.
Home.
The world of adventure. Oh man.
This is
come to New Zealand from the New Zealand Tourism Authority.
Right, you're gonna come to New Zealand? Aye?
New Zealand is one of my favorite countries.
Well, so I have no idea what's going on. So no input here.
And okay. No, you're not gonna use your hot or cold.
Foster. I think I can get one more. I'm hitting the buzzer.
Hot or cold? Is it hot or cold? Is it hot like a dog or cold like an ice cream cone? Hot or cold? Boom.
Okay, Foster, what is your hot or cold life, I guess?
I'm going to say a movie.
I am going to say that is cold.
Wow.
You just got told that was cold.
It's not, you know, sub-zero, but it misses the mark.
Wow. Thank God you said that, Buster.
Hot or cold lifeline.
Hot or cold lifeline.
Again, it is not sub-zero completely Antarctica, but it is cold.
So it's not a movie.
Hot or cold.
He does this where he just chooses that he wants to have his own submission sometimes, so he just throws one out there. But he forgets who's in charge of the soundboard.
You know,
this guy.
When you feel inspired, you got to go with it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sure. All right, so we're going to move on to clip number five.
Well, let's do it. You know what? We didn't get a second listen to clip four, but I'm okay with that.
Oh,
okay. We don't need to. Honestly, I'm really okay.
Okay.
You know, yeah.
I mean, okay.
Well, for the
I get
okay,
it.
Okay, for the listeners, I'll put in a second listen here.
Adventure, man of adventure, conquering the world, conquering the world of adventure. The world of adventure. The world of adventure. Our journey begins in a world of adventure.
Wow, in the history of this podcast, have you ever denied a
once or twice, I think we've done
okay.
it. Yeah.
All right.
It happens every so often.
Where we didn't need it.
All right, number five.
I think the best thing.
Yeah?
Best thing about.
What?
Is. It's filled with possibility. I love the idea that any second I can turn around and Six Flags could go up.
What?
Six Flags?
I love roller coasters, you know, and we need more of that in this world. That it almost sounded like Willem Dafoe to me that time. I
could hear that.
I would assume it's not because movie was cold. Your guess was commentary? No, rewatch?
Yes, which I forgot. No, yeah, rewatch, which was warm, and commentary would have been slightly warmer. Just, that's my hypothetical guess.
Yeah.
We didn't, I didn't guess that.
Oh,
of course,
interesting. So stab, stab.
Oh, my spleen and my gallbladder.
Your XP points just went down a third.
Meanwhile, David. Foster's hiding behind the crate. Yeah. Coward.
And he just drank a health potion. I don't know the Elden Ring terms. He just drank an elixir.
What? Couldn't it still be Willem Dafoe? Like, it could still be.
I guess, but what's the format?
Maybe this is like a YouTube video or something that's just, you know, okay.
How many times must David say
Ewan McGregor has a good friend named Charlie something or other, and they have done a number of series called like Long Way Up, Long Way Down, Long Way Around, and it's them riding on motorcycles and like traveling. Like they go across a continent on motorcycles.
Okay, so...
So what if this was something like that Willem Dafoe did, that is not a movie? Maybe it's something they filmed, but it's just him on adventures with a friend or whatever.
You know, I guess that would be the next logical thing, would be like reality show. Because it's...
Yeah, I guess essentially
that's what reality shows are heavily produced, and... Yeah, it does have like a professional quality to it.
Yeah. Paige, I would like to use my Hot or Cold Lifeline reality show.
You already used a Hot or Cold Lifeline, David. But, and shame on you, okay? Earlier when I talked about playing with integrity, this is an example of not doing that, okay? So remember that about your host.
Noted. I have no integrity. I'm already naked, you guys.
So the mystery, to get back to that.
Well, snake. Kevin.
Okay.
I'm kind of throwing my hands up at this point. I think I just need that next clip.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So we want to give this one a second listen.
Yeah,
now?
I think
I do.
We do. Yeah.
I want to hear that one again.
I think the best thing.
Yeah.
Best thing about
what
is. Filled with possibility. I love the idea that any second I can turn around and Six Flags could go off.
So, okay, here's something we did not talk about last time, is the audio cuts out for a second, and Paige, is that because there was something revealing there?
Yeah, I bleeped out the thing that they're doing.
The best thing about blank was where the bleep
camping?
Was.
Camping?
We're Foster, correct me if I'm wrong, but this audio had a lot of like windy background and some kind of scraping sounds as if we're on the top of Everest or something. I don't know, like we've been doing a lot of hiking, but now it feels like we're up somewhere windy and maybe snow is on the ground.
Yeah.
And the only other reason I'm saying that's on my mind is we haven't talked about the Six Flags could go up. I mean, assuming it's not the amusement park, I'm trying to think, where's a place related to outdoors or camping that someone would put flags up? And that's where I think maybe that, you know, Everest.
I don't have any better idea, so I'm going to agree with that and support you in that.
Step, step.
I love the idea. Oh, that's so sweet. Step, step. I love the idea that any second.
Tickles.
when he's stabbing you with his. I'm just kidding. Okay, let's keep going.
I love the idea that any second I could turn around and Six Flags could go up.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what is...
Yeah, the phrasing is interesting there, huh? You're doing amazing, and I believe in
Let's just get to the end.
Wow, ouchie. David, okay, on to clip six.
Clip six!
Clip six.
Quiere brincar al suelo. Este es también para darle perdón a los peces que tienen dolor.
I'm afraid I can't understand half of what he's saying, but it's like a dance, and we just tried it in the morning. It's something about a dance that helps you to catch fish, and something. I think it's supposed to be good luck also for women and money or something like that, but I'm not sure exactly what he said.
Wow.
What?
Is that then the dance? Is that the world of adventure, maybe? That's like the dancing song. So I guess this is would be more akin to reality or documentary. But then, what's the bleeped word or the withheld word?
What's the lick
or phrase?
Yeah, because we're traveling around. So the best thing about travel.
Yeah,
it's. I will say you're looking at it a little too globally. I think, I'm trying to figure out how to say this without giving anything away. Think about the activity that all these have in common. That wasn't very helpful.
Yeah, I mean they're all camping outdoors.
A lot of water.
Hiking. A lot of water. Wind and water, yeah, fishing. Oh, yeah, fishing might be. So, yeah, I mean, the theme, if there's a theme, it's just like sort of out west, right? Like it's kind of like a traversing the Wild West sort of a theme. The best thing about...
The best thing about ranching, of herding, I don't know, being out on the range, some kind of...
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of vibes I'm getting. So the weird thing... I mean, maybe that still plays in, is like, why do we now all of a sudden have sort of jungle noises and a man speaking Spanish at the beginning of this one?
David, I'm sorry. I'm pretty sure that was Portuguese.
Step.
Wow, your XP points really went down, Foster. You must be a weak creature. Yeah, what do you guys think about the voices? Have you heard similar voices throughout these clips? Have you heard different voices? We haven't really talked about that.
Boy,
it sounded like two guys who were on this adventure together.
Yeah, that's what I gathered.
This world of adventure.
The world of adventure.
This world of adventure? Where their journey begins, the world of adventure.
But if it's not a movie, why do we have the voiceover?
I'm ready for... Let's do our second listen.
Let's do the second listen. Listen closely.
Quiere brincar al suelo. Este es también para darle perdón a los peces que tienen dolor.
I'm afraid I can't understand half of what he's saying, but it's like a dance, and we just tried it in the morning. It's something about a dance that helps you to catch fish, and something. I think it's supposed to be good luck also for women and money or something like that. But I'm not sure exactly what he said.
He said, your money will be very fertile.
I'm going to play this game, too. I know this voice.
I know that voice.
It sounded like Ron Perlman, the actor Ron Perlman. I'm just spinning my wheels here. That's what's happening. Yeah. Wow. I might need that hint clip, speaking for myself.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm leaning there, too.
Can I give you like a little brief, just a little hint?
Paige, I would love that.
Okay. One of you mentioned this activity earlier in the episode very flippantly.
Oh, no.
But it was the activity.
Oh, man. Earlier in the episode.
And I'm afraid I'm afraid that that specific activity is the thing that I'm looking for.
For
full points. If you do not get full points for this, you're going to have to go with Spirit Airline.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. The worst.
I know.
So.
My knees.
What are we talking about? Traveling, camping, fishing?
Singing, adventure, canoeing,
Or climbing was also something that was brought up.
Did we talk about climbing?
Yeah, like climbing the mountain.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Maybe Everest.
Oh, man. I feel bad I made this so difficult that you need to use the hint.
It's only because I want to stab Foster, and I want to make sure he's using the hint, so then I'll use the hint, too.
Listen, you know, you're... Not to talk down to you, but you are kind of new at this.
Wait, who are you talking to? Me? No, Paige.
Yeah, I'm talking to Paige.
He's clearly talking to me, and he clearly is talking down to me.
Not to talk down to you, but hi down there.
Hello.
When I was selecting these clips, I was like, man, I don't want to make it too easy.
You could never make it too easy.
You know,
is
I
what
give
I've learned
them too much. Really,
we'll still be, there's only one or two times where I was like, "Yeah, I made this way too easy." But
okay, so because you're both taking the hints, you're leveling the playing field. So
yep.
You still have the same chance of winning. So that's great. If you would like to lock your guess in now as an audience, if you are smarter than Foster and David,
surely you are.
And you would like to, then, you know, you can put that in safely now. I would put it in an envelope, spray some perfume across, and maybe put a wax seal, and send it, in the claws of your blue heron. And you can send it to my house, and you'll know my house because there's in the window, there's a stuffed bear. So,
I was going to say that there was like a big H on the roof, but it doesn't stand for hospital. It stands for heron. That's where the heron lands.
All right. We're going to listen to that hint clip.
Let's do it.
Where do you hook this bait?
Through the eyes.
Oh, jeez.
You want me to do it?
Yeah, why don't you do it? He's already looked at me. I can't do it now. We have a relationship. Here.
Can you just uncock the back of that? Give me a little more line.
Uncock.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Just let him drift around.
Wow.
You know
what Foley work?
Oh man, you know, speaking of relationships, you know, I kinda wanna talk about us. You know, I just feel like I'm throwing my I'm just casting out there and you're giving me nothing.
Now a good time for this man? I just reeled in a massive pike.
I got a massive pike for you.
Well, this changes things. I'm not a catch-and-release kind of guy, if you know what I mean.
Is that a fish in your pants, or you just happen to see me?
Their romance is my favorite romance of all time.
what fishing adventure is this?
Yeah,
the best thing about fishing, it's filled with possibility. No, I don't know if anyone's ever said that sentence before.
Are there flags in fishing?
I mean,
good question. Is there a sound cue for a good question?
I think that was it.
Yeah, you got it. Ding question.
The only
situations of flags I can think of is sometimes long line. I don't really know. I was about to start talking as if I was really confident, but I don't really know. Longline fishermen, will you sometimes use flags on if it's really a high string or a long string to like dissuade birds from getting caught up in the line that might be flying nearby? And similarly, boats. I think it's more common on like boats that are doing longline fishing. Not a person, but you know, when the fish line is attached to a boat, a little boat that's swimming around.
I dozed off for a second.
Sure. Yep. Semaphore? Could it be semaphore? Six flags going up?
I think we could guess fishing reality show or like fishing travel show and probably get some points. But I feel like there's some kind of hook here. No, pun intended. That maybe we're missing. Like one of these people like doesn't seem to know fishing at all.
Hmm.
So I feel like it's like a celebrity or high profile person who's just kind of experiencing fishing and, you know, we're kind of getting their reaction as they explore the world and their relationship with this other person.
It's really sweet.
That is sweet.
Well, it's...
Is that what you want to lock in?
Well, it's almost my bedtime. I get really sweet around this time.
Yeah. You're a little sweetie pie. And do we want to listen to the hint again?
We should.
Or no?
Yeah, I do. We should.
Yeah. Okay. Play that 10-minute long clip one more time, please.
Oh my God, you guys.
Foster, it's great. I love it. I want to know what this is.
Where do you hook this bait?
Through the eyes.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
You want me to do it?
Yeah, why don't you do it? He's already looked at me. I can't do it now. We have a relationship. Here.
Can you just uncock the back of that? Give me a little more line.
Uncock.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Just let him drift around.
All right.
I had no idea what I was doing.
When I found myself on the set of Gunsmoke.
Gunsmoke was my favorite show.
Do you think, Foster, that last little bit, like, come on, ha ha ha, sounds a tiny bit flirty? Like, maybe they're pushing each other around just to
see. I mean, I think that is a possibility. I mean, it felt very cheeky and flirty early on with the sleeping bag, so.
And the throw-up conversation?
Yeah, that was so sweet.
Yeah. Throw up in my mouth, baby.
Paige, this is not that kind of show.
What? Okay, I'm sorry.
It's absolutely that kind of show. Man. Okay.
I just want to know what it is, so I'm willing to.
Movie was
okay.
Cold.
All right, so I'm gonna ask. I'm gonna ask you guys to lock in some answers now. Here's the lock in noise. Foster.
Yeah.
What would you like to lock in as your answer?
I'm going to say a fishing reality show.
Okay. All right. Is that your final answer?
Yep.
Okay. And David, what would you like to lock in?
I also want to say fishing reality show, but I want to stab Foster many, many times in the process. So I'm going to add something that's different, which is, we're like watching back a home video of a fishing show. Like, we recorded ourselves going fishing many years ago, and now we're watching it back.
Mm. Mm. Okay. And I'm going to give you guys an additional challenge here and an additional way to earn points. If you can name any one of the voices that we heard, there were actually a few different voices, and I want to see if you can name any of them.
I'm going to go ahead and stick with Ron Perlman as one of the voices.
Okay.
I like that. I like Ron Perlman. Ethan Hawke.
Oh, I love
He's
Ethan
great.
Hawke.
I'm hot for Hawke.
You know, his daughter, with Uma Thurman is in Stranger Things.
Wait, who's that?
She's Robin.
Oh,
I don't remember what
oh, she's great.
Yeah, that's Ethan Hawke, and yeah, she's awesome. She is like the, she comes out, but isn't out to everybody. She's out to Steve, works at the video store with Steve.
Okay, I think I have a face in
joined
my mind.
Joined the crew later on.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay. So at this point, do we play the reveal and that like reveals it to you? Is that how this works?
I've already revealed myself. Thank you very much.
You know, it sounds
well,
good to
we
me.
We know that. Okay, let's play the reveal.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Fishing with John. Fishing.
Please tell me there's 45 seconds of this. John.
It's long.
Fishing.
I'm typing it all.
With John.
I wouldn't do that.
Keep going. Right. We're going to get the other lyrics here in a second, in just a moment.
With John.
Who are we fishing with?
With John?
But what are we doing with John?
Okay, so this is a television show from 1991 that was on Bravo, and it was also on IFC, and it eventually became a Criterion Collection. And it is John Lurie, who is a musician and also an actor and a painter, who went fishing with different celebrities. So he did go with Willem Dafoe.
Oh,
that's
what
he heard in the first clip.
Hey.
Yeah. And he also went with Tom Waits. So that's
oh,
who we heard
yeah.
A couple of times. And then the Gunsmoke, who we heard, was Matt Dillon.
Oh, wow. Alan Alda. Yeah.
Yeah. And the voiceover is done. It's narration by Rob Webb,
okay.
Who is a professional sounding announcer, and he often does like these non sequiturs, and sometimes makes it supernatural. So, like in the Willem Dafoe episode, they like pretty much never catch a fish, or at the beginning they catch a couple, but they have to release because they're like not the weight, like they don't reach the max or whatever, or the minimum. And so like eventually, like that he pronounces them dead at the end. It's like. So it's just like this really weird indie, and it only lasted for one season. I read last night that after, so Tom Waits was in Costa Rica, Tom Waits was in Jamaica, I think. Matt Dillon was in Costa Rica. And then Willem Dafoe's episode was in Maine, so they were actually ice fishing. And so the flags go up when a fish takes down the bait.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fishing with John.
Wow. This seems very...
You can find them on YouTube.
It sounds very... If this was 1991, it feels very like ahead of its time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this honestly, it seems like maybe it would be successful now, I think.
Yeah, it's really fun to watch. The Willem Dafoe episode is my favorite. Willem Dafoe is really charming, and he is, like, I think it might be a bit the whole sleeping bag thing, but it is, like, weirdly flirty and kind of sexy.
Wait, do they share? So they do share, they combine their sleeping bags?
Well, so they actually build, like, a hut.
Oh.
And are sleeping, they're sleeping out. I mean, we don't know if they actually did. I think they must have, but. So they're sleeping out on the ice, you know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool, but also kind of scary to sleep on ice. I'm sure it's scary. Safe.
My Uncle David is an ice fisherman, and he does that.
Wait, your middle name is Marie, and you have an Uncle David?
I do have an Uncle David.
I think someone just changed a couple things and said, new family.
You're my uncle. You're my Uncle David.
No, I disowned my nieces and nephews, remember?
Oh, yeah. Well, I can be your new niece.
All right, I'll take it.
This is getting weird. I will say that after the Tom Waits episode, because I guess Tom Waits was like on vacation in Jamaica, and John Lurie came and did the episode, and then like it, you can tell the entire time. So Tom Waits is the one that threw up. The entire time he is like not having a good time. Mm. I mean, he's a good sport. I guess he didn't talk to John Lurie for 2 years after they filmed the episode.
Oh my God! Wow.
Oh, was he getting sick because of, like, the motion sickness, like, being on the water?
Boat.
Okay.
Yep.
That makes sense. Wow, jeez. What a find.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
You guys did great. Foster, I think I'm going to pronounce you the winner.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Of this. Yeah.
Take it.
But who got more stabs in? Mm. How did you, Paige, how did you find this? Did you already know about the show, or did you find it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've known about it. I saw the Willem Dafoe episode years ago, like probably like 10 years ago. And it's always stuck with me. And I was just like looking for, I was thinking of what I would pick for the show. And that came to mind first. And then I thought of like several other things. And I was like, no, that was my first, that was like the first ding, ding, ding. And it's kind of fun and interesting. So that's why I chose that.
Yeah. Nice.
Was it all right?
I love it.
I mean, I know that the clips were long, and I think in the future, if I'm ever asked to do this again, which I probably won't be after this one, let's be honest. Just kidding.
Next episode.
I would probably make them shorter and also easier.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, this is such a weird niche source. I'm not, like, I don't know, I can't imagine what kind of clips would have made it easier for us to guess, like, an old TV show. Of people going fishing with this person, like kind of former celebrity. I pulled up the, like on YouTube, and I'm just scrubbing through the Willem Dafoe episode, and it's like, they're just roughing it. They're doing all kinds of these like sort of ice drilling and fishing activities and stuff like that. Like it's really crazy. Also Willem Dafoe
they have an auger.
Was born looking the way he does now. He
oh
hasn't
my God,
changed.
I know.
He looked old when he was born.
Foster, you have won a one-way ticket out of town, which, given recent events, is really great for you, and I'm happy for you.
Come visit me. They still speak English, and they sound like this.
Paige, you know, I did use the hint clip, though.
Oh, yeah,
that's right. So you got to fly Spirit, baby doll. You got to fly Spirit. So that means...
Is there leg room?
No, and you get no luggage and no snacks.
Spirit is my least favorite airline.
Worst.
How many points does David get?
David, you get 1.5 points.
Oh, take it.
Because you got fishing and you got reality, but then you threw in the watch back, which, I mean, is... Or you threw in home video, which...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Although, to be fair, scrubbing through it on YouTube, the quality is like, maybe this was home video. But no, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Well, yeah.
I think this is maybe time for plugs.
Foster, what are you going to... Thanks for doing my job for me. What are you going to plug?
I'm going to plug... you know what? I'm going to plug... David and I have been playing some Elden Ring. And if you're playing Elden Ring on PC, well, in general, the co-op, the multiplayer isn't especially great. But there's a mod out there called, I think, Elden Ring Seamless Co-op. I will put that out there. Still playing Elden Ring, still having a good time with it.
Wow. And David, what are you going to play?
Crispy M&Ms, baby. Get yourself that sweet, sweet blue bag. You see the yellow? Say no. You see the brown? Say no. You hold out until you find that delicious, delectable blue bag sound. Yum, 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 yum.
Yum, 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 yum.
Crispy M&Ms were my favorite M&Ms.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I am. I said it once before in my episode with Phil, and I'll say it again. Improv Prom is happening July 16th. It's a Saturday night, 8 p.m. So all you Kansas Cityans, come on down to Improv Prom at the Bird KC.
Paige, thank you so much for being our guest obscurist.
Yeah, thank you. It was an honor and a privilege and an honor and a privilege.
Wow. Two times, both of them. Thanks for listening to Audio Obscura, the audio mystery podcast. Check out our back catalog of over 100 audio mysteries at audioobscurapod.com. And if you want to support the show and get exclusive mysteries, unedited episodes, and even more bonus content, become a patron at patreon.com/audioobscurapod. Thanks.
I love Vin Diesel.
Okay.
I dozed off for a second.